Hi, I'm Katie Page.
And I'm Paul Ashton.
And we made a comedy feature film called This Isn't Funny that Maria Menounos and Kevin Undergaro helped us produce.
Along with us, it stars Anthony LaPaglia, Eddie Gathegi, Mimi Rogers, David Pasquese, Gia Carides, and Danielle Panabaker.
And it features some hilarious stand-up comedy from Beth Stelling, Ahmed Barucha, Will Weldon,
and Katie. And you can stream the film right now in the U.S. store of iTunes, on Google Play, and at Amazon.
And if you like it, please tell your friends, share it, and rate it.
Thanks so much, guys.
AfterBuzz TV, over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries, and your number one source for after-show entertainment. AfterBuzz TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
Good evening, AfterBuzzers! We are at the AfterBuzz TV studios discussing everything American Horror Story Season 5. I am your host for the evening, David Scafilitti, joined by the lovely and talented Elena Jordan.
Hello.
And Sarah Huggins.
Hello.
Pega could not join us this week. She is away. She's away. we'll just say she's away. She's on vacation. Yeah. So
she's in Europe. We won't say where. We'll leave it just general.
So send her your tweets at Pegarad, telling her that you missed her and that you love her and you can't wait to see her when she gets back. But tonight we are discussing episode 5, room 33. Initial reactions. I loved it.
Hated it. I loved this episode. I think this is my favorite so far.
I am so confused why you didn't like it, Sarah, and I really am curious why.
Okay.
So tell me, please, because it blows my mind.
The last episode was awesome, and I just didn't feel... I felt like this episode was very repetitive. I didn't...
Okay.
There wasn't a lot...
There actually, I mean, if you look at it as a whole, there a lot of new stuff didn't happen.
Right.
And a lot of stuff didn't actually happen in the whole hour and 15 minutes.
I thought there
were
sweet moments of this one.
Yeah, of course. I mean, there was some great stuff that happened in the episode, which we will get to. And I think there were some, like, amazing, like, revelations that we got. But I also feel like there were some other things that were like, okay, whatever.
Right.
Moments.
A lot of those things.
Yeah. Elena.
Oh, I loved this episode. I thought it was super good. I didn't think there were any kind of... But I think I found connections between them, so we'll talk about that.
Which is exciting to hear about.
I am. And I'm excited.
Props to your mom.
Huge props to my mom. Your By the way, awesome. It's her birthday week, too.
What?
So. Happy birthday,
Mama Rhonda. She totally called the Room 33 thing that it was going to be Gaga's baby. When she said that, I was like, it's not going to happen. And she's like, just wait. Next week's episode is called Room 33. The first episode, she said, oh, I got to go feed that thing in Room 33. It's Gaga's baby, I guarantee.
Which
she paid attention.
I do not even remember.
It was
happening.
Just an offhand line.
It was just like off the cuff. Like,
but we got into it because I know that... You know, Sarah, you weren't thrilled with the whole baby storyline adding in something
I'm
else.
Kind of not thrilled with it either. Okay, so let's get into it. So we start with the whole episode. We get to see the Countess going to the murder house and what happens, and she's pregnant and whatever. She is a vampire at the time of going to the abortion, quote-unquote, clinic, we can call it, whatever you want to call it, house. Which was great. I loved seeing her and connecting Murder House to this season. Awesome. But she has this baby, which is like an undead baby thing that we don't ever really get to see until the very last second of the episode. And my opinion, and I don't know if you guys are going to agree with this, is that I think it's wonderful that they connected Murder House to this, and they humanized this Countess character, and they gave us a reason for why she has turned children into vampires. My whole thing is that the baby didn't need to stay alive to accomplish that. You could have had just the pre-story in the beginning, and the whole Room 33 thing is kind of just like extra bullshit that we don't actually need piled onto us.
100% agree.
I will say it is very Aliens in Asylum, where it's like, why is this a
exactly.
thing? But I think I found what ties it together, and it's because of Miss Evers. So it bothered me that Miss Evers was not Mrs. Evers, because she was married with a kid.
But was she was, married, though? Because they never said that she was married. They just said she had a child.
They seemed to make it seem that way, but she was...
But she was also a working mother.
That's true. But just out of curiosity, and this, I gotta say, props to Mama Rhonda, because this all came from an extensive conversation that we
Mama
had.
Mama Rhonda.
But...
Gotta give us a call, girl.
So... Her name is Hazel Evers.
Uh-huh.
Miss Evers is based off of Miss Evers Boys, which was a movie about an actual person named Miss Rivers, who was part of the Tuskegee syphilis study, where they injected 300 black men with syphilis, didn't tell them what they were giving them.
Fun.
It was like this, it was super horrific, killed like all of them, infected 40 wives, 19 babies, and the thing is, that it's when you're infected, your babies are who suffer the most. They have horrible deformities and
You have syphilis.
It's, yes. Okay. So they contracted it and then had babies that then had it and had all of these horrible deformities. So I think that this is a reference because they had Mrs. Evers in this episode too, but more as Hazel, which is a reference the 1960s sitcom Hazel with Hazel Burke, who was also a maid who looked pretty much exactly the same, like same outfit. And so that ties back to the two selves, the comedic and then the serious, with how they have Mrs. Evers as basically two characters. But then they were all about the part that you show to people and then the shadow. So then it all comes full circle.
I'm following you.
Ish. It's a lot.
It is a lot, and it seems like a little convoluted.
Right. We still don't need it. End of the day, still don't need it.
Yeah, exactly. I mean,
but it's kind of a cool tie.
It's kind of like interesting, and like it is like a very cool tie, and like it makes like the history of the people that we're watching very rich,
right,
or what have you. But it's so unnecessary.
Yeah.
I mean, you have to agree, it is a little unnecessary.
It is a bit much. Well, but we do see her attitude towards Alex change.
The Countesses,
which is, wouldn't have, you know, that's an easy way to make that happen, where she then has the connection, is that Alex saved her baby.
Okay.
And if the baby wasn't there, Alex couldn't have saved it, and then that dynamic wouldn't have changed.
Yeah.
So it's a plot point.
It is a plot point.
It's a means to an end.
We need any more of those.
Like, because there's so many things going on. I mean, in tonight's episode, besides the fact that the baby disappeared and then Alex had to go find it, and which was just another device to just get Alex out of the building. But we got the Ten Commandments killer back tonight.
Right.
Which is sort of like...
It's clearly John at this point.
Okay. I'm gonna sort of jump on this bandwagon only because when he walked in and the televangelist was there, like, with coins coming out of his body and, like, his intestines out or whatever, I was like, how did you get, like, not taking the Lord's name in vain from, like, all of that?
Right.
Because I looked at that and wanted to yuck.
Yeah.
It was pretty immediate.
It was immediate. And what was with
and
the dead, like, security guard?
He has a police scanner in his room in the midst of his breakdown he's listening to, like...
Well...
I know I'm in the middle of a drunken breakdown, but what can I do to contribute?
Really does
the
have
breakdown
nothing
was
else
fantastic.
To do, right? Breakdown was awesome. I just want to let you guys know that Elena is on the chat roll again tonight. So, if you have any questions, feel free to shout them out to us, and we will get to them as we get to them. Moving along, I forgot to mention that before, so I just wanted to let you guys know. But. You know, we got to see a little bit more of John. The Swedish girls were back. Our little Swedish meat bird.
Yes.
Which, again, working at Universal Studios and just hearing their death's lament is that they can't ride Fast and the Furious. I'm like, oh, God. I can't. That was the only part of this episode. I was like, I can't deal with this.
Well, they were in a lot of the episodes, though.
They were in a lot of the episode.
And screaming Fast and the Furious the whole time. I was like, yes, we get it.
I wonder how they got the rights to do that. Just to, like, talk about the Fast and the Furious. I mean, I guess it doesn't really matter.
They can talk about whatever they want.
Yeah, I guess.
They're not, like, singing a theme song or something like that. They're not infringing on copyright.
I guess not. Yeah. No. No.
You can reference Vin Diesel and...
Which they don't.
Fine. Yeah, they do.
Yeah, they did.
Did they?
Yeah. Yeah. He was like, you're never going to see Vin Diesel in 3D. And I was like, oh, right. God.
Yeah. I mean, I guess I just don't really care about those characters. I didn't care about them the first episode. Right. I don't care about them now. I still don't understand, like, they were... So they're ghosts now. And I got that part, and that part I thought was really interesting, that the ghosts travel the halls of the hotel until they find their compass, which can lead them out, or their purpose in the afterlife, which doesn't really get them out of the hotel, but sort of gives them relief from repeating the same thing over and over and over again.
That part got me thinking, goodness, how many ghosts are there in that hotel? Because think about how many how many people we've seen die there in just these five episodes.
Yeah.
So is Max Greenfield's character coming back?
He didn't die in the hotel, technically. He came back to life and he died in the hospital.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Sad.
Yeah, but that's not to say that he's not coming back. I mean, but...
But then we do see the ever-long quest for Kale.
Right. Right. So he's probably coming back.
Eternal, right.
Which was Darren Criss's character. But... So they kill this guy, right? Which doesn't fulfill them. But then they torment...
John
with some weird, like, bloody threesome.
Right. It was, and they're really, like, disturbing.
Very disturbing. I was like... I looked down for a second. Right.
She's like, I know it's someone like, who wants to...
It's like, you're the worst wife ever.
She's like, you don't have to kill them. You just have to break their minds. What a demented woman.
Yeah.
Demented. Okay, I've got problems with this woman, but we'll get to her in a minute.
Oh, man.
But they have this weird, demented, bloody threesome, which I looked down for a split second, and then there was blood everywhere. Right. And I was like, where the hell did all this blood come from? You said one of them slipped their throat.
Her throat was, like, already slit, so then it was just...
Gushing out.
Oh, yeah, that's how she died.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, and then we get the funny Hazel.
Right, but... Okay, that's, like, whatever, right? She's like, oh, we gotta wash the sheets three times. The damn Swedes.
Yeah.
But they say they found their purpose, which was what?
Tormenting people. It's the same as the story of Kara, who she ended up tormenting people. So I guess the moral of the story is, if you don't want to be stuck in your hamster wheel, just torture all the people in the hotel. How, like, what are this hotel's Yelp reviews? Why are people still going to this? Like,
right?
No one survives to give it a Yelp review.
Yeah, that's true.
Right?
It's like, what's murder?
Everybody else does. Right, fake ones, right? Liz probably, yeah. In between her reading.
Had nothing
and
else
falling
to do.
In love.
There was a good point brought up in the chat that Sally technically died outside the hotel, too.
Yeah, but then someone said... Sally actually died on the property, which is true.
Yeah, I guess that's okay. True.
Yeah, she was.
But she wasn't
on the
trapped
property.
Outside of the hotel.
But she is sort of in the loop of, like, falling in love with, like, tortured, drug addict type people.
Right.
It's true.
We didn't even get to see Sally this episode.
We didn't get to see Sally. I mean, I feel like at this point, in episode 5, they should, like, be starting. And I guess maybe this is just what I want, but I feel like they should be starting to, like, tie the stories together. And I feel like they're still, like, stretching everything out.
They're freak-showing us.
And it's making less and less sense to me.
Right, like, they had that whole scene with Ramona and Donovan and Iris, which was basically pointless. Nothing really happened in it.
No, I mean, you could have cut the whole Ramona, Donovan, Iris... Swedish girl storyline out of this episode and it wouldn't have mattered.
Because it did not further it in any way.
No.
Well, it was just they tried and they failed. It's like a campy little subplot.
Yeah. Sure. Yeah. I mean, it definitely wasn't. I mean, the only thing that happened was that, like, the baby got out, which, again,
didn't need to happen.
So, right. Like...
Well, if the whole point of the baby is for Alex to then have that bond with the Countess, which it seemed to be...
Yeah, I feel like
then it makes sense. It's
way,
like
though.
All of that was I think, written in just for that one moment.
Right.
So that you could have that one plot turn.
If you're going to do that, right, as, like, a writer's standpoint, don't you think that there would be another easier way to accomplish that goal without introducing another new plot line?
Right.
There has to be another
way. There was.
I think, but
and if it doesn't really matter later in the later episodes, then I'm going to really be mad. Like, if that bond, you know, isn't... we don't ever really revisit that, I'm going to be very angry.
There was one thing I thought was interesting, that when Holden wakes up John and they pan over his board, is they hover on the honor thy father and thy mother. And then everything after was about the mother-father dichotomy. And then it was all, like, the parental, you know, because then it was the mom and the dad of John and Holden versus Alex and Holden. And then it was Liz with Tristan saying that the reason you love me is because you're an orphan and now you have mommy and daddy both in the same room. So it shows, like, that dichotomy, too.
Okay. I mean, if you're going to look at the episode as a whole and, like, give it, like, a theme of, like, mothers and fathers and, like...
Then it almost seems like, you know, because Alex loves the Countess's baby, that she is isolated as much as she does without any questions asked, then it's almost like they have an instant maternal bond together.
Okay.
So then it
I mean, it's not that it doesn't make sense. It's just like it wasn't necessary and in turn made me hate the episode.
I didn't hate the episode. I just feel like sometimes if you're going to be adding pointless plot lines, which we still don't know if it's pointless. I'm just like saying that like it seems pointless at this point.
We just didn't need anything else.
We didn't need anything else at this point. Then why do it?
Right.
Is just my point. And I don't want to feel like... I don't want anyone to think that, like, I'm attacking anybody. But, like, it's just, like, it riles me up.
I mean, you're allowed to have your opinion.
Yeah.
Thanks.
There was...
Thanks. But there was some really awesome stuff, okay? And I want to talk about Liz and Tristan, which, you know, I thought was... The more and more we get to see of Liz, the more and more I just love... this character.
Yeah, I agree. That was the only part of the episode that I really enjoyed this time.
Liz is just the best character on the show.
Liz is the most amazing character on the show, and if he doesn't win a freaking Emmy for this, I don't know, like, what's going on.
So good.
He's amazing.
So good.
He's always amazing, though.
I agree, but just, like, his portrayal of this particular character is...
Every
beautiful.
Line just stabs you in the heart.
Yeah. Let's talk about some of the things that Liz was talking about tonight.
Well, he had a sex scene.
An amazing sex scene. Yeah. It wasn't like a raunchy sex scene.
No, it was really beautiful.
It was like very loving, and you could tell that there was like a lot of love going on between those two characters who were, in essence, making love, because Tristan does tell her... in that moment that he loves her.
It's so good.
Yeah.
It's just so good. And then when...
Oh, my God, your handwriting is, like, out of this world. Sorry.
Really? Is that a bad thing?
No, it's a great thing. I'm saying it's really cool.
Oh, thank
you. I really
you.
Love your handwriting.
Oh.
It's so neat. My chicken scratch.
That's the highlight of the episode for me. Whoop. Thank you. I love compliments.
We're going to have to, like, put a picture on Twitter of Elena's notes because they are really neat.
Oh, thanks, guys.
You're welcome. Sorry, you were saying?
Oh, yeah. Liz's line when Tristan is saying, you know, I'm not gay.
Yeah.
And then she said, well, I'm a girl. I'm a heterosexual girl. Thank you for seeing the girl. And you just see this deep connection and Tristan talking about how nobody's ever looked at him the way that Liz does. And it's... the first time that you really see just a true unselfish love between any of the characters besides, you know, the maternal ones that we've seen with Iris for Donovan. And this is the first time that you've seen two people kind of create their own family within the hotel. And it's so awesome.
Too bad it ended quickly.
Yeah, I mean, it ended very quickly. But... you know, if you think back on all the seasons, I feel like it's the first time you see we've seen like a love that's actually true.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And didn't have like a greater purpose for one character or the other.
I know that Liz and the Countess had a special bond, but I'm just very, you knew that wasn't going to end well. She's not a nice person.
I didn't expect it to end well, but when the Countess was seemingly giving her the benefit of the doubt, and saying like, oh, well, let's discuss it. And, you know, I don't share, but let's talk to the boy. And I thought she was, you know, a different person. I thought she cared for Liz more than that.
Well, because Liz truly believed when she was talking to Ramona, saying, you know, the Countess will understand. The Countess will understand.
And well, yeah, I mean, because, excuse me, Liz's argument for, you know, you count the decades by the changing of the hemlines, which, mm-hmm. you know,
yeah.
is a great observation. And time passes for me. Let me just have this one. You can have anybody, and you've had everybody that
you've
wanted.
But why do you think she wouldn't let her have it?
I don't know.
I think it was just...
I don't know.
Selfishness. I don't know that it's selfishness. I almost feel like it was a test. Like, if Liz had said okay, and then they just pined for each other but didn't go after anything, because the Countess's big thing was that she felt betrayed. So I feel almost like if they had just said okay, then after, like, a week or so, she would be like, all right, just to regain trust. But because he was so insistent, she saw that as combative. And that it was just a betrayal that they were going behind her back. Because we've already seen how she handled feeling like Ramona betrayed her.
Right. I mean, that's what I was trying... I was thinking of myself. I mean... It's surprising to me that she's destroying the loves of the people she cares about the most.
Yeah.
And in essence... you know, turning them against her.
Well, because she already knew it had been going on. You don't, I mean, yes, you can fall in love at first sight, but she, obviously, based on what Liz told her, she knew that they had been doing this for a little bit behind her back. Mm-hmm. Like, it wasn't right. just a new thing.
But it hadn't been happening for so long.
Right.
That it shouldn't have felt like that big of a betrayal.
Right.
But I feel like it's more... I don't know if it's like a selfishness.
It's a control.
But
thing.
It's a, I feel like it's more of a control and like a sense of like ownership, because we see that the way that the Countess treats Tristan with the whole Will Drake situation and wanting to get Will. How do I say this?
Ready for the Countess.
Yeah.
Okay. That's good.
That was polite.
That was very polite. I was going to, like, couldn't think of anything not dirty.
Right.
So thank you.
All I want to say are dirty things now. Just combat it completely.
I know, right? Meat. Ah!
Call back.
Yes. Call back. And think about that all the time. I think about that in the shower. Sounds weirder than it is. Yeah. But he tells her, you know, I don't want to do this. I'm not into this. And right. she's like, well, you are now for an hour.
Yeah.
And he, you know, he follows through with it. I mean, it seems like he did.
Yeah.
You kind of hate the Countess after this episode.
But you kind of also don't hate her.
Yeah. But it's only a kind of, like, you don't really, if anybody else had done this, you would hate them completely.
But for some reason, this character has been given so much heart and...
Or do you think it's just Gaga? Do you think it's just the power of Gaga?
No. I mean, I feel like had you given this part to any other actress who is just as talented as Lady Gaga is, because I think she's incredibly talented and she's doing amazing things with this character.
She is.
But I feel like it's the writing and the way that the character has been developed for us so far, because we're still only 5 episodes in.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Which I know isn't that long, but you still... You care for the character to a certain extent, but you're also rooting for someone to take her down.
Mm-hmm. Right. Well, and we did see last week she was amazing to Liz, and that was so wonderful, and I feel like...
And she still was amazing to her this week. I mean, to a certain extent. I mean, I know she killed Tristan, and she was like, he's yours, bury the body. But she also said, do you want to have the surgery? I'm willing to pay for it as soon as we finalize things. What's going on?
But that's, like, her controlling Liz. That's all that is, because then she kind of owes her.
I mean, I guess. It's,
she has that need, that God complex, because Liz even says, you made me.
Yeah.
And that's when she seems to, that's the only thing that really seems to resonate with her. And then she's quick to say about the surgery, which Liz says, not that, probably never that, which means Liz has never asked her for this. That's something she has suggested.
Right.
Okay.
That Liz has never asked for, that she's saying, basically, let me change you again and create the person that you are, and then you're indebted to me because I created you. And now you're not only emotionally, but you're physically changed because of me. You know?
Yeah.
It's less like, let me help you because you want this.
Yeah, yeah.
Because Liz is saying, I don't want that. I've never asked for that. I never will. But she keeps suggesting it.
Mm. Interesting point. There's still something about the character
that you like, or the that
makes her likable to me, and I'm not sure what it is yet.
I think it's the whole two halves thing, like that whole dichotomy. We even see her when she's first going to see the baby, and she's in all white, and with her hair down and very angelic. And then the next time we see her, she's in all black with the silhouette of the black lace over the cradle, and it's literally the shadow that she was referencing in previous episodes. So it's like, it seems almost like that's why you like this character so much, is you can't quite get a hold of which is she.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, there's so many different layers to her that you never know who you're going to get.
Yeah.
And who is the real woman.
Gaga's like a box of chocolates.
I know.
Do you think that if... Because someone brings up a good point in the chat, Jordan K, 95. She says, when Tristan stood up to the Countess, it was over. Do you think that if Tristan had been like, no, this is not what I want...
She would have let him live?
She would have let him live. She would have believed him, even though that's a lie, obviously.
No, I don't.
Yeah.
I still think she would have killed him.
Yeah.
Because he didn't mean that much to her.
Yeah. No, he was just a device for her.
Now she needs another one.
Well, which I'm sure she'll find.
Right.
Or she will take back Donovan.
I feel like that's going to happen.
That's possible.
Until she finds somebody new. Because she still, at the end of the day, needs someone to help her with Will. And it seems like she needs someone other than the children.
Right.
To be her sort of plaything.
Yes. That would be super weird if she can't use them for...
Excuse me. I didn't mean to insinuate that.
Yeah, no, I know.
In any way, shape, or form. Yes, but that would be crazy.
But it's control, and she controls the children in a different way than she does.
Right. And I think
loves.
The more interesting thing that is going to be for the viewers, us as the viewers, going forward, is beginning to see more of the Countess's backstory.
Mm-hmm.
Because we have to think about, the Countess has lived a very long time. We have yet to see her as a human woman.
Mm-hmm. Which was actually surprising to me when we saw the whole thing with the baby. I thought
that
it
was
going
pregnant.
To be pre... Right. I thought it was going to be pre her turning or whatever. Yeah.
Right.
But they said that she was 75 degrees, so she was...
Well, and when she said she was 3 weeks pregnant and she was, like, full term, basically.
But I feel like that all harkens back to the Miss Evers thing, because when they were injecting them, they just told them that they had bad blood. And then that's harkens back to, like, her blood disease. So if she was turned right before she was pregnant and she got pregnant right after, then that could be... you know, part of that, of this mutant baby that she has that's all deformed.
Well, and she did say she was married, and, I mean, they haven't showed it yet, but we're pretty sure she was married to Mr. March, right? That's pretty...
They didn't show it in this episode, but they showed us in the preview for next week.
It seems like that,
so they were definitely married.
Right. So that's his child as well.
It would have to be.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah.
But she also says, my husband doesn't even know I'm pregnant.
Right.
And so that means he hasn't seen her for at least 3 weeks if she's showing that quickly.
Right. There's a lot about that pregnancy that still is a little confusing mm-hmm. to
yeah.
me.
Yeah. So hopefully it's explained.
Hopefully it gets explained.
March isn't a vampire.
No, he's human.
So.
But we've only seen her having sexual relations with other vampires.
Yes.
So far.
Yeah.
We haven't seen her getting jiggy with humans yet as a vampire.
Right.
So maybe humans can get vampires pregnant in this world?
They died immediately after, but in the first episode, they sleep with that couple, but then kill them. And
exactly. Yeah. I don't think anyone got off on that. I didn't know how else to put it.
Yeah, it seems like, I don't know, it seems like it wasn't March that would be the father, because then why would it be,
whatever turned
her also impregnated her.
Unless, maybe, unless, if March is the father, and she got pregnant and she started to show that quickly, he doesn't know she's a vampire.
Why do you say it in such a weird way?
Because I'm thinking of the Buffy creepy. Spelling.
I like it.
Which
with
is,
a Y.
With a Y-R.
Okay.
All
right.
And I don't know. There's other people say it vampire.
All right.
I just like
they're
saying
normally.
It like that.
Oh, just wondering. It's normally just vampires that pronounce it that way, but
whatever.
But yeah, I hope.
Don't know me.
I hope next week that we see. It looks like we're going to see a little bit more of that, but I hope we get some answers about.
I really am just looking forward to seeing more backstory on the Countess.
Yeah,
because there's so many things about her life that we still don't know that. We really do need answered.
The other two kids.
Yeah.
You know, we don't know anything about them.
Nothing. We've only seen, like, them one other time.
Our girl Scarlet was back this week, though, for a brief moment in time. Back to Grandma's.
Quick second.
Yeah.
They also got a new kid. Will and the Countess wrangled in a new baby to put in the empty coffin.
Huh? No, that's Will's kid.
Yeah.
Oh, was it?
Aww.
Yeah. Dang, I totally misread that. I thought they got a new one.
No.
Boo.
That is Will's kid.
Yeah.
I mean, that's our episode, right?
Yeah.
Poor Scarlett is just scarred for life.
But and she was terrified of her dad, rightfully so, because he's a murderer.
And her mom wouldn't even talk to her.
I know.
She hasn't spoken to her for 2 days.
Okay, that's the thing that I forgot. This woman is awful.
Yeah, honor. And then they go back to the whole
terrible
honor thy mother.
Mother.
And then it's like, no.
She's
You're
like,
a horrible mother.
Thank God I've got the great love of my life back in my life.
Oh, right.
My son, Holden. And have fun with your grandma, Scarlett.
Yeah.
Also, I made your dad crazy,
so you never.
Can't even have him.
Yeah.
She couldn't even be like, oh, John, you go tend to Scarlett and the two of you be happy. We'll split them down the middle.
I love how she just left him to at home. She's like, bye, you're crazy. See ya.
Bye, nurse.
Is wanting to torment her ex-husband now, or still husband, wanting to torment him so he probably kills himself.
Right.
And wants to leave her daughter parentless.
Yeah.
Horrible woman.
Right.
I told you, Chloe Sevigny was the worst.
Alex is definitely my least favorite character.
I don't know about least favorite.
She's my least favorite.
Eh.
Every time she comes on screen, I'm just like...
It's Chloe Sevigny's face. I don't know if she's really talented. I don't know. There's something about her. She's just not likable. Since kids.
Since about kids. 8 people just posted, I hate Alex in the chat. Alex is horrible. Come on. All right.
She's
agree
a terrible
with you guys.
Person. We agree with you.
Alex is awful.
She definitely is.
That is our episode, right? Does anyone have any news and gossip?
No.
Yes, not really.
No. I mean, I don't either.
I feel like you sent me some stuff this week.
I did, but it wasn't like really like news and gossip. I mean, I found out that like Ashley Parker Angels is the father In real life.
In real life. His son is...
Is Will Drake's son.
Oh.
So that's his son. Shout out to Brendan Jordan for dressing up as the Countess for Halloween. He looked incredible. If you don't know who he is, look him up on Instagram. You will know exactly who he is when you see him.
Ryan Murphy had a birthday this week.
Happy birthday, Ryan
happy
Murphy.
Birthday, Ryan Murphy. And my mom.
Yeah. So, I mean...
That's it.
Not really like news and gossip, just like fun things. Okay, let's jump into predictions.
And now, your After Buzz TV.
Do you want to start, Sarah?
No, I don't.
I gotta think for a second. Do you want to start?
I think, ultimately, Alex and the Countess are going to die horribly, and that they're setting it up so that we won't be sad when that happens, because everything this episode has made you like the Countess a little less and Alex a little less. So I feel like they're going to do some fan service, and Ramona is just going to kick some ass in there and just vampire stabbage.
I don't think so.
I think it's going to be a couple episodes away. Okay. But I think ultimately...
What I want to know, it's not... This isn't a prediction, but I have a major question. Like, what do you think this is... The end-all, be-all is? Yeah, like, do you think that's how everything's going to end with, like, the Countess and Alex... coming down, like, that's the main story that we're supposed to be focusing on? Because, like, I'm still very confused about what that is.
Yeah. What is the A story?
Yeah.
I think the vampire... I think they have to cure the vampire virus, because there's still a whole middle school full of vampires.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So... No, I know. There has to be... I think they have to cure... Like, Alex is going to cure the virus, and then they're going to get murdered.
Well, and do you think the Countess is going to...
That would be awful.
If the Countess will win, she finds out about that, it's going to be a big deal. So, and that could be breaking one of those rules that we still don't quite know what all of those are that Alex...
The only one we know of is don't fall in love.
Right. But I'm sure, you know, infecting a whole school of children is... Maybe one of them too. Breaking one of them. I don't know. So
who the hell knows? Because we don't know the rules.
Right.
I forgot about that whole middle school of children that are like all vampires running around killing everybody.
I was hoping we'd get a little bit of info on that instead of just a heart to heart with Ramona at the bar for a while.
See, there were other things that were more important.
Right.
Than the stuff that we got this week.
But we have to have a whole season worth of stuff. We're only in episode 5.
No, I know.
So I don't really have any predictions. I just want to know where this is going. It's hard to predict when each week it's so all over the place.
It is kind of all over the place. Okay. I'm with you. I do have a couple predictions.
Okay, what do you think?
I think we're going to see, just based on the preview, we're going to see... the Countess get turned. Finally. We're going to see who turned her and how she got turned.
Gotcha.
I think overall, I don't know that Alex is going to cure the virus, but I think the Countess will die and Alex will take over for the Countess.
Oh, yeah. Ooh. I forgot. And it got renewed. American Horror Story got renewed for season 6.
For season 6. So
like
that is
there
our
was
news.
Any question Big that surprise. That was going to happen. Sorry, that was someone.
Wonderful. Congratulations.
But we don't know what the theme is going to be yet.
We don't know what the theme is going to be yet. It's too early to start...
Speculating.
Everyone in the chat is all about having a ghost ship cruise.
Ooh!
That could be fun.
That would be fun.
So... If you're listening, writers, and you need an idea for season 6,
a cruise ship,
American
our chat
Horror
says,
Story?
Put
cruise.
That, yeah.
Well, they Shipwreck. Do go from one season to the next. Like, next season should be a period piece.
Right.
Based on the...
They could do, like, a Titanic.
They could do a Titanic thing.
Yes.
Ooh.
I would love that.
Somebody else says American Horror Story fairy tale, but I feel that's a little bit too... Once upon a time.
Eh. Yeah. It could be a little bit difficult to do fairy tale, but interesting to watch, I think, would be.
Yeah.
I just said that like Yoda. That's because I'm really tired.
Shocker.
Shocker. I'm a little green man who lives in the woods. What? Yoda? different crowd. And you watch Star Wars.
I know, but I would never describe Yoda as a little green man who lives in the woods. It sounds like Kermit. Or Shrek.
The same thing.
Muppet. Now you're bringing a whole...
I know, sorry. We'll have this conversation off air. But I think Ramona's going to die. Back to predictions for me. Ramona's going to die in trying to kill the Countess.
Next week?
Yep.
Ooh.
Yeah. That's my prediction.
We'll see if you're right.
I agree that she's not going to last very long.
No, I don't see Ramona lasting very long. If Tristan didn't last that long, Ramona's definitely not lasting that long.
Totally not.
But if you guys want to have the conversation throughout the week, if you want to yell at us, if you want to tweet us mean things, if you want to tweet us nice things, I get them. I see them. I mean, I don't respond to them, but, like, thank you. Where can everybody find you guys?
I am at Sarah on the go on Twitter and at SarahBurr67 on Instagram.
I am Elena Jordan. You can find me on Twitter at Elena Jordan and on Instagram at That Elena Jordan Girl.
And you can find me on Twitter and Instagram at You Can Call Me Skiff. That's the letter U and SKIFF. From everyone here at the AfterBuzz TV family, we want to say thank you for joining us, and we will see you next week.
Bye.
Ciao.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.